Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hadith says, لا تحقن من المعروف شيئا. Don't treat any good deed with insignificance. Any deed for that matter, how small and how insignificant it may seem to you, don't consider it as small. The whole idea is that when a person begins to consider any act as small, then gradually he goes on the decline. Like when he considers any bad deed as small, then he wants to attempt something even bigger and he will use up the same excuse, it's not too bad. See, it's not that bad. And he will go into the hole deeper and deeper and deeper until he drowns. So the same principle is used for good and for evil. For good, he will say, well, it's not a very serious thing, not a very important thing, and he will leave it out, he will disregard it. And then that will lead him to leave out something that is slightly bigger. If he leaves out an adab, then he'll leave out, tomorrow he'll leave out a sunnat. And then when he leaves out the sunnat, then he'll go and leave out a sunnat muakkada. And then when he leaves out the sunnat al-muqad, then he will be tempted to leave out a wajib, and so forth and so on. It's one chain, you see. But if he's taking care and he is concerned about the smaller aspects, then you can imagine how much more concerned he will be about the bigger aspects. And the same with makruh, makruh tahrimi, makruh tanzihi. If he's concerned about even the makruh tanzih, then how much more concerned will he be about the makruh tahrimi, and so forth and so on. One is like a fortress for the other. The mustahab is a fortress for the sunnat, and the sunnat is a fortress for the wajib, and so forth and so on. That is the one aspect that good deeds, don't treat it with insignificance, don't treat it lightly, don't take it casually. The other aspect is, you do not know that small deed that you are treating lightly, that may become the means of your jannat. Or that small deed that you treat as lightly, that may become the means of your jahannam. That woman ill-treated that cat and she went to Jahannam. And that woman was kind towards the dog and she got a Jannat. Right? That famous incident you hear, he ate that khichdi without the salt and he gained his Jannat. So you do not know which deed may become the means of your Jannat. So whether it is a small good deed or a small bad deed, don't consider it lightly, don't take it lightly. That may become the means of your jannat. Yeah. There are so many incidents that you hear of, small deed the person did, and Allah Ta'ala blesses him with Jannat. In other words, that person that is looking for opportunities, small or big, whatever it is, then he shows to Allah Ta'ala that he is dependent, he is in need. Right? But the one that ignores and he disregards the small deeds, then he is showing to Allah Ta'ala a type of an independent attitude. See? And Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that. Where you show Allah Ta'ala an independent attitude, I don't need this sawab, I don't need this. So this independent attitude Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. The moment you show Allah Ta'ala, no, I am dependent, I need this as well, I need this as well. Okay? Then this attracts and it draws the attention of Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith you hear about Ayyub alayhi salam, that he was bathing and a shower of locusts, golden locusts, fell upon him. And he began to collect them. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, didn't we provide you enough? Alam akfika? Didn't we give you enough treasures and wealth? What was the need for you to collect all this gold that we are sending down, pouring upon you? So his answer was, La ghina anka. From the blessings that you send, nobody is independent. The blessings that come from you directly, that nobody can say that he is independent. Every small or big blessing of Allah Ta'ala, we definitely need it. The one that comes from him directly, whether it's small or big, but we definitely need it. One Buzurg, he reached a level of taslim, that he surrendered himself to Allah Ta'ala. And in that frame of mind, he says to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, now you can try me out. Because I have surrendered myself, I have subjected myself to you entirely. So if you want, you may test me out. And that same night, he has a prostrate problem. His urine is stopped, blocked, he can't urinate. Do you see? You can't be independent of Allah Ta'ala at any time. Ask someone who has gone through this prostrate problem how difficult, excruciating pain you go through. You feel as though your life is coming out. That urine wants to come out, but it's not finding any passage to come out. You want to get it out of the system, but you can't get it out. Pain. And until it's not out of the system, you feel very, very miserable. Extremely painful. You imagine yourself, when you've got an urge to urinate, then how quickly you would run to the toilet, and what a relief you feel after that. Now, that urine is all piled up, 1 liter, 2 liter, it's all piled up, and he wants to come out, but he can't just find the passage to get out. Can you imagine the pain? So now, he challenged Allah Ta'ala and he says, I have given myself up to you, and you can try me out. That same night that urine stopped, he understood that it was his weakness, it was his wrong. You're not supposed to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you may try me out. See, when we have our meals, then we say غَيْرَ مُوَدِّعٍ وَلَا مَكْفِيٍ عَنْهُ. We say غَيْرَ مُوَدِّعٍ Allah ta'ala, for the time being we are leaving this food, but we can't tell you that we don't need this. We need this all the time. Just that our capacity that we have got cannot take any more. We don't have the capacity to take any more. But we cannot say that we don't need this. We definitely need this. Now there will be another meal time and we will need it again. So we can never say that we don't need this. We'll need it all the time. That every morsel of Allah Ta'ala, every drop of water, we require it, we need it. So Allah Ta'ala likes this, where we appreciate His favors, appreciate His blessings. We don't show attitude to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why the one who does not appreciate it, who doesn't show the type of thanks that he's supposed to show, then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The one that doesn't show thanks, he is wasteful, he is extravagant, as though he is disregarding my favors. So he is the brethren of shaitan. Allah doesn't like that. So the favors of Allah Ta'ala, how small they may be, how little they may be, but you treat them with respect. And you show your want to it, that I need it. Rasulullah sometimes he would accept a gift from someone, kal muhtaj ilay, as though he needs that gift. Someone is giving him some gift and Rasulullah is accepting it as though he needs it. Because when the Nabi is accepting a gift, he's not accepting it like me and you accepting a gift. He is seeing the real giver. Who is the real giver? His sight is on the real giver. So when his sight is on the real giver, then he will take it. I definitely need it. Our sight may not be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's taking meals also, أَأَكُلُ كَمَا يَأَكُلُ الْعَبْدُ. I take meals like how a slave takes meals. So even if that one small grain has fallen off, we'll pick it up, clean it and eat it. Now, with that frame of mind that I am in the presence of the master, and the master has provided the food, he has provided the meals to me. It is his food. He is made this food and he has made it for me. And every crumb, every grain I need to appreciate, I need to take it with greatness. Gratefully I need to take it. So if I'm going to allow that morsel to fall off and not pick it up as though I'm showing Allah Ta'ala that I don't require his favor, disregard. You see the consciousness, the awareness, where the sight is. The sight is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With a small gift or the big gift, his eyes, his sight is focused to Allah Ta'ala, that it is from Allah Ta'ala. أَأَكُلُ كَمَا يَأَكُلُ الْعَبْدِ. I eat like how a slave would eat. So this Buzurg, when he saw this, he noticed this. So he understood that this is the claim that I made, and on account of that claim, Allah Ta'ala is showing it to me. So the following morning, he goes out to the nursery, small children, and he tells those children that istaghfir li abika al-asi, your sinful father, make dua for him. He says, no, see, I thought great of myself, I thought big of myself, and I thought I have the power to subject myself entirely to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he does with me, I will be pleased. I didn't know the comforts that I was enjoying at the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So really that was on account of my pride. It was on account of my arrogance. Now I need to break that arrogance of mine. So let the small innocent children, let them make dua. So that I, this nafs of mine can learn that I also am dependent on the du'as of the small children. Forget everything else, the small little children. I am dependent on their du'as. To break that nafs, you see. To break that nafs, to discipline that nafs. He went up to the nursery, asked those children, make dua for the sinful father of yours. They made the du'a, and that urine found its passage. So there isn't anything that we must treat lightly. No good deed is too small, and no bad deed is too small. That bad deed can be the means to your Jahannam, and that small good deed can be the means to your Jannat. So you don't treat the small deed also with insignificance, don't treat it lightly, and this good small deed also don't treat it lightly. Whatever you can earn, earn, treat it as a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave me another opportunity. He's given me another opportunity. Now that opportunity I must take, I must strike that opportunity. He's given that opportunity, let me strike. Now that shows that you are appreciative, you are thankful, you really are receiving the gift of Allah Ta'ala gratefully. So Allah Ta'ala loves this, when you're receiving it. When he's seeing that I'm throwing these opportunities to these bandas, and these bandas are receiving it, so it pleases Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. But if Allah Ta'ala sees that he's throwing the opportunities to us, and we are disregarding it, no concern. So whatever he's been giving us, he will withhold that, see. So it's important, this adab, in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, what type of adab we need to have. We used to see Hazrat Ji Muhammad Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, no matter how tired he used to be, but he will not straighten his feet while sleeping. His feet is folded. See, when you build yourself up, you discipline yourself up with that adab, and that adab comes to such a point that you begin to have that type of adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see His presence. But all these things, they build up. You can't just get it straight away. Gradually, one after the other. Now, that adab has come to such a point that you can see Allah Ta'ala. So as to say, you can feel the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Now, if someone is feeling the presence of Allah Ta'ala, can he sleep with his feet wide spread out? He can't sleep. He says, how can I sleep in the presence of the king with my feet spread out like this? How can? He's not saying that he's makruh or haram or sinful, but it's an aspect of adab. He's built that type of adab for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he has to maintain it. Allah ta'ala tawfiq.